bug out, you know, literally like pack up, leave, get out of the cities, go to like the hills and, you know, build a log cabin, disappear. Yeah. There is there is a time to leave for sure. I mean, like, but there's also a time to stay put and so on. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It mentions this, that there is a time for everything, a time for uprooting, a time to stay. Basically, there's a time and, you know, a season for every activity under the sun. Yeah. So there are times where, yeah, you know what? It's time to move. But then there's other times where it's like God saying, you know what? I need you to stay. I have work for you to do there. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's not meaning like, you know, work at a job. He's like, I've got, you know, a mission for you to accomplish there. I have a purpose for you being there. So don't leave. Because if you leave, you know, you might miss out on the blessing. But on the flip side of that, if you stay beyond the time when God's saying, you know, I want you to leave, well, you know, you miss out on a blessing that way, because all of a sudden you're like, no, it's not time for me to leave. I need to stay. And God's like, no, I want you to leave. You know, you got to be ready. Sure, make your plans. Mm-hmm. But you got to hold them literally with open hands, ready to be like, okay, God, whatever you want, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And that can be tough because we love our plans.
Oh, absolutely. Even if we would say, no, I'm totally open to what God has for me. You know, the odds are, if like an extreme example, hey, I want you to move to this country away from your family and friends.
Yeah.
Would that happen a lot? I don't know. It's definitely happened. I don't think it's like the norm.
Yeah, it's not the norm. I mean, like, it even happens. It doesn't have to be necessarily out of the country. It could be like you're living here and God says, okay, I want you to move to Thunder Bay. You know, or I want you to move to like even way north, you know, like Algonquin Park or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, like, are people ready to up and move to a place where, you know, summer is only going to be there for like a month of the year, you know?
No. Maybe. I mean, Lord, your will. help me. No, it's so true. Just to be pliable. That's why it's so important to really have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, to know what the Spirit is saying, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, be prepared. If God calls you to leave, then, you know, it's time to leave.